in a few minutes here on All Things Considered, we'll meet the man who wants to coach Lance Armstrong to a fifth straight title in the Tour de France. First, we want to take you to a bicycle race where riders can suffer frostbite and sunburn on the same day. The race has an official policy on avoiding bears. Doug Fine of member station KHNS rode with a team through 150 miles of wilderness in Alaska and the Yukon, and he managed to record as he went.
The Kluwani to Chilkat International Bike Relay is something we do to ourselves each summer up here where Alaska meets Canada's Yukon Territory. You cycle over an ice age pass in the Yukon, across the American border, and down into the rainforest and seaside town of Haines in southeast Alaska.
So did everybody carbo load and everything?
The story of my bike relay team of eight is not a tale of victory, just one of fun and fear.
8048, 1K mark.
Our team name was Just for the Halibut, a reference to the post-race dinner that comes with your entry fee. This name choice reflected, shall we say, the casual nature of our team. When you picture the members of Just for the Halibut at the race start line, don't think of tight spandex and top-of-the-line bikes. Think of dangling shoelaces, iffy brakes, and loafers. But our race didn't get off to an auspicious start, thanks to a vicious headwind. In fact, I was a little shaken by this update from Nicole, our leg one rider, as she pulled off gasping at the first checkpoint.
I'm like, okay, I'm totally home free. You turn the corner and you're like, oh my god. Not knowing how far much farther I had to go helped a lot, because I was like, okay.
Brian was probably our fastest rider. We clocked him on one downhill at 44 miles per hour. That was his excuse for failing to notice two large grizzly bears feeding beside the highway on his side of the road.
It's a nice ride.
Thanks. Felt good.
Did you see those bears on the side of the road?
I didn't. I must have been going too fast.
And so we pedaled on. As my own 17-mile leg six through a snowy alpine pass approached, I wasn't thinking about headwinds. I was worried about our team bike, a rickety 10-speed Alain had found in an abandoned boat and had pieced back together. I hadn't ridden this type of bike since I was 12, so we had a brief technical strategy session just as our leg five rider was approaching the checkpoint.
You have the gears in between the legs.
There's one lever on the left, one on the right.
As I finished my leg, I had to hand it to Alain. He can duct tape a mean bike.
You're right, I did remember. It was like riding a bike. In fact, it worked so well. The downhills were scary, they were so fast.
And so, Just for the Halibut finished the 2003 Kluwani to Chilkat International Bike Relay in 10 hours, 22 minutes. Good for 48th place. And now we can return to the more traditional activities of summer in southeast Alaska. Salmon fishing, dealing with constant daylight mania, and kayaking with whales. For National Public Radio in Haines, Alaska, I'm Doug Fine.